tomorrow, he learns that this is a kal v'choyma. Oma big day zohov, shein koyin nichnas behem lefnayim lefnim. Toyin tefila, madach for the sake of putting on big day zohov. You have to go to the mikvah. Even though it's not so kaddish, the koyin gadol can't go inside lefnayim lefnim with them. So big day lovin, now when he's changing, taking off the big day zohov, al manas to put on the big day lovin, shein nichnas behem lefnayim lefnim, with these clothing, he goes inside the Fnayim Lefnim with these four white linen clothing. Is Ein Adin Shetoyin Tefila? Isn't it for sure that for taking off the Big Day Zohov, Al Manas to put on the Big Day Lovin, you should have to go to the mikvah in between? So that's the Kal V'Chaimah. Tomorrow says no, it's not a good Kal V'Chaimah. Equal Mifra, I can ask you a question this Kal V'Chaimah. Ma'al Big Day Zohov Shekein Kaprosa Meruba. You know why when you take off the Big Day Lovin, Al Manas to put on the Big Day Zohov, the Yeth Begodim, to do the Avoidus outside, you know why you have to go to the Mikvah? Because the Big Day Zohov are tremendous chshivas that is the Kaprosim Ruba. Like you use it the whole year. So the whole year the Kohen Gadol uses these Yeth Begodim. And it brings Kabbonis the whole year. So the whole year is being mechapet people with these Begodim, maybe they're more chosh of these Begodim. That's why you have to go to the Mikvah. But only from Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zohov. The question is, how do we know the opposite way? Like Rashi says, Kaprosim Ruba. Shemeshamish ben kol yomayis hashana. He uses these eight begodim the whole year. Avol avoydas pinim. Mashenkin going inside the kodesh hakadoshim. Tiyoyim makipur menem chaperes el al tumas mikdash hakadoshim. It's only once a year, and also it's only mikadosh for one chet, for the chet that somebody was metam himself going into the base of mikdash. So how do we know you have to have a tefillah when you take off your big day zov al manas to put on the big day lovin? That's a kasha contra of Yehuda. The Gemara says elonaf kolayim of the Rebbe. He said, Yehuda has to also be moided to Rebbe. That Rebbe said the what? That Omar Rebbe, Rebbe says, Minayin lechomesh trilois, the Asara Kedushin, Shetel Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Vaibayim. How do we know that the Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah five times? In other words, how do we know when he changes his begodim from Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zov, he has to go to the mikvah? Talmud Leimah, Rebbe Dashin is another posik, that it says, Ksoynes Bad Kodesh Yilbosh. Here it's talking about taking off the Big Day Zov, Al Manas to put on the Big Day Lovin. It says now he's going to put on his Ksoynes Bad Kodesh, the white underpants. Holomaret? No, Ksoynes is the robe. He's putting on now the robe, the white robe. Is in Yilbush, and the Pasuk says he has to go to the mikvah. Holomaret, so from here we learn out. Shekol HaMishana Me'avoida Le'avoida Toyin Tefila. Here we learn out that when you take off your Big Day Zohov, Al Manas to put on the Big Day Lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything is very good. Rabbi Yehuda has one pasuk to say, when you take off the Big Day Lovin to put on the Big Day Zov, you have to go to the mikvah. And how do we know the opposite way? Rabbi Yehuda is also asking to Rabbi's pasuk. Here the pasuk tells us that when you take off your Big Day Zov, Al Manas to put on Big Day Lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything is very good. There are two different psukim to tell us that changing each way, you have to go to the mikvah in between. So the Mara now, but according to Rebbe himself, Rebbe only dashes the second pasuk. So according to the Rebbe, here the Mara is, Ashkechon mi big day zov le big day lovin. Very good, Rebbe has this pasuk that taken off your eight begodim big day zov, that the Kohen Gadol does outside, to go inside lefnayim lefnim, to put on his big day lovin, he has to go to the mikvah. That's very good, the way Rebbe dashes this pasuk. But mi big day lovin le big day zov minayin. How does Rebbe know that when you take off the Big Day Lovin to put on the Big Day Zov, you also have to go to the mikvah? As Rebbe does know from Rebbe Yehuda's Jerusha before. So how does Rebbe know? So Marian says again, that Tana the Rebbe Yishmael, Poshtan Sfar, I could tell you, a Kal V'Chayma. Ma Big Day Lovin, Shein Kaprosa Meruba, Ma Duch to put on the white begodim. You have to go to the mikvah. Even though the white begodim is only used once a year, and only to Mechapra and Tumas Mikdash Kodeshev, not such a Kaporah. But they're still toy and tefillah. You have to go to the mikvah before you put them on. Big day zov. When you're taking off the white begodim, al manasta put on the regular eight begodim that the Kohen Gadol wears the whole year. Shekaprosa meruba. That with these begodim he works the whole year. He does a lot of kapara. He makes a lot of forgiveness. So for sure he has to go to the tefillah. So that's how Rebbe would know with this kal v'chayma. The Gemara says no. I can tell you just the opposite way. So the Gemara ain't a din. This part of the kal v'chayma. He's ain't a din shetoyin tefillah. Isn't it a kal v'chayma svarim? You should have to go to the mikvah. So Gemara says no. Ikla mifach. I can ask you a question on this. Ma the big day lovin. You know why when you take off the big day zov to put on the lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. Shekein nichnas behem lefnayim lefnim. The original svar we said before. maybe the big deal loving is more chomer, more kaddish, because now you're going into the kaddish hakadoshim. So for the kaddish hakadoshim, maybe you have to have a tefillah's mikvah. Mashenkein, when you're changing from big deal loving to put on big deal zov, maybe you don't have to go to the mikvah. So according to Rebbe, how do we know you have to go to the mikvah when you change from big deal loving to big deal zov? So Gemara says, Haino diktoni. This is what Rebbe before meant to say at the end of his brisa. The Rebbe said, V'yayimah, the Pasuk says, Big day kodeshim. The Pasuk is saying, these are kodesh tikka begodim. But you're putting on now big day vad, and they're big day kodeshim. V'rochat es pasoroi. B'mayim, you have to go to the mikvah. Ulevation. And then put them on. So that's what Rebbe before said. Why does the Pasuk say extra? Oh, big day kodeshim. Treat to the big day kodesh. Elamai comes to make a hekish. All big day kodesh has the same halacha. Just like here for putting on the big day lovin, you have to go to the mikvah. Who adim when you take off the big day lovin to put on the big day zom, also you have to go to the mikvah. That's Pshan Rebbe, the reduction of the Pasuk, big day kodeshim, an extra word, to teach us this drasha, that even taking off the big day lovin, the big day zom, also you have to go to the mikvah. Yeah, here's where we're holding really. Tomorrow, the chomesh avoy the same. And this is by the part of his brisa, that there are five avoiders the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. Tomit shal shacha the big day zov. The first thing he does in the morning, wearing his eighth begodim, is the tomit shal shachar. He does the shchita, he does the kabbalah, he does the zrika. Then avoiders hayoim. Then he brings the kabbonis, the covered Yom Kippur, the big day lovin. Like he has to take off his big day zov, go to the mikvah, and then put on the big day lovin. Then he has to come out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and do the Eiloi, the Eilom, the Big Day Zov. He brings his korban, his Eil, and the Eil for the Tzibur, and he does that outside with the Big Day Zov. Then he has to take off his Big Day Zov and put on again the Big Day Lovin to go inside again for Kafo Machtom, the Big Day Lovin. That he has to go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Kaf and the Machtom, take out the shovel and the pan that he brought the Keteris in before. Then he comes out again, and again changes his clothing to bring the Tomat Shobein Abayim, the Big Day Zov. That he has to wear the Big Day Zov. So these are four times he has to change his begodim on Yom Kippur. So these are four tefillahs, and the first tefillah he does in the morning, before when he takes off his Big Day Chayil, to put on the Big Day Zov, to come into the Azara. For the coming in, before he comes into the Azara, he has to go to the Mikvah. That's the fifth Mikvah. For the Gemara now, Uminayim, Shekol Tefillah Tefillah Tzricha Beis Kedushin. How do we know the other halacha, that he has to make 10 times a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim on Yom Kippur? How do we know by every tefillah you have to have 2 kiddushin yadayim v'raglayim? Talmud Leima, the Pasuk says, uforshat, take off your clothing, then v'rochat, which will soon dash in v'rochat here means a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. It doesn't mean a tefillah v'mikvah, it means a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. And then like a drasha, v'rochat v'lovash. It says only one v'rochat. But the word v'rochat goes on the pasuk before of a foreshot, taking off, and it also goes on the next pasuk of a lavash, putting on the new begodim. As if to say, you have to have 2 times the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. One the cover taking off the old begodim, and one the cover putting on the new begodim. Fred Gemara, hi betviloksiv. How could you learn out a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim from this pasuk that says v'rochat? V'rochat always means wash your whole body in the mikvah. It's talking about a tefillah b'mikvah. How could you learn out here v'rochat means a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, just pouring the water from the kiyur on your hands and on your feet? The Gemara answers, emein lo inyan l'tefillah, if we don't need this pasuk to tell us the kiyur to go to the mikvah. D'nafka le'me big day kodeshein, we learned it out already from the pasuk that says big day kodeshein, that for any type of begodim, when you change them you have to go to the mikvah, according to Rebbe. So why does the pasuk have to say here again v'rochat to go to the mikvah? It's to no inyan l'kiddush. So Rabbi says, put this pasuk over rochat to teach us that it means kiddush, that you have to wash your hands. As if to say you have to wash your hands for the poshat, for the taking off, and you also have to wash your hands to cover the new belovash, putting on the new begodim. That's how we have 2 times a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Fred Gemara, Abba v'lichta v'rachmona b'loshin kiddush. If you're telling me now this word kiddush here, rochat, means a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, but does not mean literally going to the mikvah. So why does the Torah say lashon v'rochat? Let the Torah say clearly the kiddush. Let the pasuk say you have to be mekadosh yadayim v'raglayim. What does it say lashon v'rochat for? For the Gemara v'lichta v'rachmona b'lashon kiddush. And the Gemara hokem ashman is teaching us the kiddush here. The tefillah ki kiddush. That the tefillah has the same melacha as kiddush. What does that mean? Ma kiddush b'mokim kadosh. Just like you have to have the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. The Makim Kodesh, in the Azar itself,
like the pasuk says, "B'makom kodesh here is af tefillah b'makom kodesh." Who are then the tefillah that the Kohen Gadol does when he changes his begodim from either way, from lovin to zav or zav to lovin? He has to go to the mikvah. Where does he have to go to the mikvah? The mikvah in the Yazor itself. It has to be by kodesh, just like here it says b'makom kodesh, and it's going on the kiddush of Darim Reblayim. So adim, the tefillah that he does, these five tefillahs or the four tefillahs in between changing the begodim, has to badafka be done by kodesh in the Yazor itself. The Rashi says, "Makiz b'makom kodesh, kedestivbe b'makom kodesh is af tefillas haboyes machmas machalfos hayoyim." Also, the mikvah that he has to go when he changes his begodim has to be b'makom kodesh. Avot tefillah rishonim, but the first tefillah the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur, when he first comes, before he comes in, lo yalfus minei, we don't learn out from here, to allow the iraisi. As here Rashi says that first tefillah is not the iraisa, therefore it does not have to be b'makom kodesh. Or the chal does not have to be midiraisa, Rashi Shuter is. It's only midirabonin. Tosfos before said it was a midiraisa, at least according to Ben Zoyim at least. But Rashi is saying now it's lav diraisa. Right. Since the way Rebbe knows the five tefillahs and the 10 times to Mekadosh Adayim Berglayim, and the 10 kedushim is after the Mokum Kodesh, who are then the 4 tefillahs are also after the Mokum Kodesh. For the Gemara now, for Rebbe Yehuda, Kiddush Minoli. How does Rebbe Yehuda know that there's the Yisoid you have to have a Kiddush Adayim Berglayim? So far we had, according to Rebbe Yehuda, in Dashon the Pasuk Baruchat, to the mikvah, that when you change your clothing, you have to go to the mikvah, very good. But how does Rebbe Yehuda know that the meaning of Kiddush, your Adayim Berglayim? The Rashi says, Rebbe Yehuda, the mafke le'lahai kruol le'tfilas, big days of, that he uses this pasuk to teach us you have to go to the mikvah, le'doris big de kodeshein. He doesn't mention then the extra word of big de kodeshein. So kiddush minolei, how do you know kiddush? He uses, now there's a corner from Rebbe Yehuda before, he needs 2 psukim. One pasuk tells us from changing from lovin to zov, you have to go to the mikvah, and the next pasuk says from zov, back to lovin, also you have to go to the mikvah. So according to Rebbe Yehuda, both psukim were talking about going to the mikvah. So how does Rebbe Yehuda know that in between the mikvah you have to have 2 times the kiddush adayim v'glayim? How does Rebbe Yehuda know this? Both psukim mean the mikvah mamish. For the more of Rebbe Yehuda, kiddush minolei, so Marin says nafkalei mid Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. He learns it out the same place Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon learned it out from. And what before we have Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon said, Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon oimez kal b'chayma. His Rebbe Akiva had a kal b'chayma svara. Ma b'mokim shein toyin tefila toyin kiddush, mokim she toyin tefila and din she toyin kiddush. He had a without psukim as a kal b'chayma. Madach every day when you go into the before you go into the Beis Hamikdash, there's a mitzvah to make a kiddush adayim v'raglayim every single day of the year. So halachas kama v'kama here on Yom Kippur that changing the god that makes you go to the mikvah. So for sure you have to have a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Madach, though, you don't have to go to the mikvah. Just you have to have a kiddush. So the mokim, you have to go to the mikvah. For sure, you have to have a kiddush. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda knows you have to have a kiddush at Nayim Verglayim. Makulei mid Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. Now, Omer Rabbi Chizr. Chizr says like this. Hod the Rebbe, this the Rebbe's Rosh we just learned, is mafka mid Rabbi Meir or mafka mid Rabbonin. It does not go according to Rabbi Meir Shita, and it can't go according to Rabbonin Shita either. So Rashi says, Om Rav Chizda. Like, Sof Rav Chizda, Davko Om HaRebi. The Rebbe says, Davko, Ufoshat V'rochat V'rochat V'lovash. They mean, Shnei Kiddushin. Bein Pshito Levisha. That you have to do 2 times the Kiddush. Echad Lefnei Tzvila. One right before you go to the Mikvah. V'yechad Le'achareh. And one right after. Kaidim Levisha. And that's the way Rav Chizda learned Shan Rebbe. That Rebbe says, how do you know you have to have 2 times Kiddush Adayim V'glayim? Hidashon, this posuk v'rochatz, does not mean the mikvah, but rather it means Kiddush. And it says, u'foshat v'rochatz v'lovash. So the Havaminer is that the rechitza mamash has to be right after the pshita, after you took off your clothing. When you're not wearing clothing, you have to make the Kiddush Adayim V'glayim. Then you go to the mikvah. Then before you put on the new begodim, again you have to have a Kiddush Adayim V'glayim. That's the way Rav Chizda learned Shan Rebbe. So if that's true, then Rebbe does not go according to Rav Meir Shita, and it does not go according to Rabbanan Shita. So Rashi says, "Mafkim et Rav Meir, Moisoy esim nechlal debar v'shar Rav Meir, loisri lak Rav Meir." He cannot hold like Rav Meir. The Af Vagav der minu mastisim poshat v'kiddush yoda v'raglov. The Sriul le kiddush lefnei atzvilam. Achab shitahu. That's true. Rav Meir is moedim that the first kiddush is after you took off your first clothing.
of a Paula Galamiyo Bikidishani. But Rav Meir argues, when do you do the second Kiddush Adam Raglayim? Tekoma Achalavishu. Rav Meir says, after you put on the second pair of clothing, that's when you make the Kiddush. Kigatoni Bryce to the Rav Meir, Liel Lovash, Kiddush Yodav Raglav. The Bryce says clearly, first you put on the new pair of begodim, and then you make a Kiddush Adam Raglayim. So according to Rebbe, he holds the second Kiddush is before you put on the second begodim. So if you hold like Rav Meir, then there are three times you make a Kiddush. You make once after you took off your first pair, then once before you put on the second pair, and then once after you're putting on the second pair. So if Rebbe is in hold like Rav Meir, there should be 15 Kiddush Kiddush in Yudayim Raglayim. And the same thing, he can't hold like Rabbanan Shita. Because Rabbanan Shita says that also, no. Is it what the Mora says? Maskum the Rabbanan. Maskum the Rabbanan, the Mora says, Dilu Rabbanan Amri Kishu Lovish Mekadish. The Rabbanan said clearly, when do you do the second Kiddush? When you already have your clothing on. V'yiyu Oman, our Rebbe holds, Kishu Poshet Mekadish. He only does it when he takes off his clothing. If I can't. The Rabbanan Shita is, even before you take off your first pair of clothing, when you're still wearing them, that's when you have to have the first Kiddush Adam Raglayim. Now Rebbe says not like that. Rebbe says first you have to take off your first pair of begodim, and then you make the Kiddush. So Rebbe does not hold like the Rabbanan. Umaskim the Rav Meir, he does not call like Rav Meir Shita either. Dilo Rav Meir Yoma, ha Kiddush Basra Kishulavish. Rav Meir holds, the second Kiddush, he the Kohen Gadol does after he puts on the second pair of begodim, the Kaddish. V'yiwama, now Rebbe says, Tishu Parshit Mekaddish. Rebbe says no, he does the Kiddushin, both of them, when he's not wearing clothing. After he takes off his first pair, he makes the Kiddush, then he goes to the mikvah, then he makes another Kiddush. So Rebbe does not come out of court either one. So Omer Rav Acha, Rav Acha says like this, Omer Rav Acha, Rav Yaakov, I tell you, Hakol Moedim, everybody is Moedah, the Kiddush Sheni, by the second Kiddush, after you went to the mikvah, the second time you have to make a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, Shel Loivish, everybody holds, first you have to put on your new pair of begodim, the Yachakach Mekaddish, and then first you do the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. My timer, why does everybody hold like this? Why does Rav Acha Rav Yaakov say like this? Because he says, Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Oy Begishtom El HaMizbeach. It says, you have to make a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim right before you come to do the Avodah by the Mizbeach. So we dash him, Mi She'ena Mechuser El Gisha. You know when you do the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? When the next thing you do is, you could walk straight to the Mizbeach. You're ready to do the Avodah. Yotzezeh, Mashenka is going to tell me that he does the second Kiddush before he puts on his new begodim, She'emechusel avisha begisha. This coin is missing something. He can't right now walk to the Mizbeach. He has to first put on his begodim. So Pshita, the Kiddush has to be done after you do the second Levisha. After you have your clothing on, now you're ready to go to do the Avodah, that's when you do the second Kiddush. So that's what Rav Acha Bar Yaakov holds. That even according to Rebbe, everybody holds. The second Kiddush is only after you put on the begodim. The Gemara says, Omalei Rav Acha Brei de Rav Ravashi. Loi Rav Chizda Isled Rav Acha. Rav Chizda does not hold like Rav Acha. Loi Rav Acha Isled Rav Chizda. And Rav Chizda can't hold like Rav Acha. The Yim Kain, L'Rebbe Hevelei Chameisa Kedushin. Because if so, according to Rebbe Shito, there'll be 15 of Kedushin Dayim Raglayim. Because there'll be then three times. Because you have to do one. Because according to both of them, Rav Chizda says, according to Rebbe, you do the two Kiddushim when you're off with no clothing. First you take off the first pair, you make a Kiddush, then the mikvah, then a second Kiddush, then you put on the next pair. Now, Rav Acha says no. First you put on the second pair, and then you make the second Kiddush. So if you're going to hold from one another, then there should be three Kiddushim at each time. You make one Kiddush after you took off the first clothing, then go to the mikvah, then another Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and then after you put on the second pair, then make a third Kiddush. So that should come out. You have to do 15 Kiddushim on Yom Kippur. And that's not like that. We know only 10. So therefore, both of them don't stim. Rav Acha can't hold like Rav Chizda, and Rav Chizda can't hold like Rav Acha. Like, for sure, you only have to do it two times. The question is, when do we do it? Does the Kohen Gadol, like, first take off his first pair, then make the Kiddush, then go to the mikvah? Now it's a machlekes. Does he make the Kiddush first before he puts on the second clothing? Or does he first put on the second clothing, and then he makes the second Kiddush? But Pshita, you only have to do two times a Kiddush by each Tevilah. Therefore, it's only 10 times on your kippah, and not three times to make it 15. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Hevilo es atomid.
we bring to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur the Korban HaTamid, Korotsoi, and he makes the Shechita. For the Gemara, my Korotsoi, what does this Loshen Korotsoi mean? Omar Ulo Lishten the Katlitz, Loshen of killing. In other words, he makes the Shechita on the Korban HaTamid. Now, Katlahu, Omar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, my Kuro, what's the Raya that this Loshen of Korotsoi means the Loshen of Katla? How do we know this? So the Gemara says, in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Egla Yafei Fiha Fiha Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim looked like a nice eagle, a nice calf, and carrots Mitzafon Bovo. That carrots came from the north side. Carrots means the people that were mashkes to kill people came from the north side. So my mashma, how do we know what this pasuk means? What does the word carrots mean? To the matargim and Rav Yosef. Like Rav Yosef was matargim this pasuk to say Malko Yiyah Hevi Mitzrayim. Really, the Mitzrayim had a nice kingdom. It was a nice land. Of Amimim Ketulim, but people that killed Mitzfunya Yasin Allah came from the north side. So from Sofen came people that kill. So kids, the Lashon carrots to me, Lashon like killing, here also. The Kohen Gadol made the Shechita on the Korban HaTamid. So Mara says, now Korotsu Bekama. Like I said, modern Lashon, why didn't it say Lashon Shechita? Why didn't it say Lashon Korotsu? How much of a Shechita did the Kohen Gadol do on the Korban HaTamid? So Oma Ula says, Beroy Shnayim, the Kohen Gadol made the Shechita, he cut rove of the two simonim. Like Rashi says, Hechsha Shechita B'Tzimtzum. He did only the exact amount you need for Hechsha Shechita, not more. He only did rove of the two simonim. V'cheinam Rav Yechanan, Beroyv Shnayim. You know how much of a Shechita the Kohen Gadol did on the Tomid? Roiv Shnayim. V'yafresh Lokesh Sovab Roiv Shnayim. Also holds. The Kohen Gadol Korotsu here means he did like enough of a Shechita just to make it kosher. The Yom Resh Lokesh. There's one Mishnah in Chulin that says Alocha that roiv of one simin is kosher. Like Rashi says, V'chimiyach ha-shashaninu, V'shchita Chulin, the Gemara in Chulin, V'ruba shalechot kemohu, M'mele shaminen, roiv shnayim shnayim, like madach by a knife. Mikra din, you only have to sech one simin. So roiv of the simin is enough. You don't have to sech the whole simin. Roiv is enough. So the Mokim, you have to have two simonim by the behemah, like shit, the same thing. Roiv of the two should be enough. So therefore, Loma Sheninu, Roiv Echad B'yayf, for Roiv Shnayim of behemah.
Why do we have to learn two of them separately, that Roiv of one should be by a bird is enough?
Yeloma Sheninu, Roiv Echad B'yayf, that by a bird you need one simon, and just Roiv of it. For Roiv Shnayim of behemah, and by an animal you have to have two simonim, so just roiv, the majority of the simon is enough. Why does it say it two times for them? Lefi shashaninu, because we learned here in the Mishnah in Yuma that tevi yoloyes atamid. On Yom Kippur, they used to bring the Korban HaTamid to the Kohen Gadol. Korotsoi, the Kohen Gadol made a shechita. Omeirek acha shechita yodai. And after he finished his shechita, which was only roiv of the two simonim, another Kohen came and finished off the shechita. Shechted the whole complete two simonim. Then the Kibul Es Adam, the Kohen Gadol himself, had to run fast to be Mekabel the Adam, and that's the reason why he didn't wait to do the whole Shechita, to finish the whole Simonim. He only did exactly what we needed for the extra Shechita. And Lord, he should be able to run fast to receive the Adam. For Zarka, and he had to do this Rikas Adam also, because we needed the Kohen Gadol to do all the Avodas on Yom Kippur. Now, Yochol Leinerek Yi Apostle, I would think if somebody else doesn't come to finish off the Shechita, maybe it's Apostle Shechita. In other words, maybe the Hechsha Shechita has to be the whole two simonim. Maybe Kodeshim needs a complete two simonim. Fred Gemara, how could you say that? Yochol Emerik Yepostel, you want to tell me if somebody else did not finish the Shechita would be postel, would not be good. Im Kain, if so, Hevelei Avoid the Biachar. Then, if you tell me now for the Shechita, you have to shecht all the simonim, so the Kohen Gadol didn't do all the simonim, he only did rug of it. So he didn't do the whole Avoidah. So somebody else is finishing the Avodah. So it's possible. Utsnan we learned. Call Avodah Yom Kippurim, Einan Ksheris Elaboy. All the Avodah that you do on Yom Kippur is only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. So this Gemara's Mashma Klor, that even the Shechita for the Korban HaTamid also has to be done only with the Kohen Gadol. Now Toys the Kashas, now Mashma like this, the Gemara later is Mashma, it's a Machlekes about the Shechita by the next Korbanis, if you need a Kohen Gadol or not. But by the Tomish or Shachef Shita, you don't need the Kohen Gadol. So how come Al Gemara says now it'll be possible?
As the Malyam of Zela says, even his own carbon is kosher if Azad does the Shchitim. For Yachfilu man the poislein of Haino Davke Poroi, only his power, to Yos L'choy V'sayoyim, that that's a special carbon, the Kovad Yom Kippur, the Koya Lay Aaron V'chukam, Avu Tomid L'shech L'choy V'sayom Kippurim, L'choy Koya Lay Aaron V'chukam, V'shchita, Kivu Lava Voidihi. The Churba by carbon atomid, it's not special to cover Yom Kippur, that's every day we bring the Tomid. So for sure, midiraisa, you do not need the Kohen Gadol b'shas the Shchita. So what's Pshat now with Gemara that's saying no? It's saying you do need the Kohen Gadol for the Shchita. But so the answer is the Yeshleima, the Mikol Mokom Posu midirabonin. Enoch Nami. Our Gemara is only midirabonin. Midiraisa, for the Shchita of the carbon atomid, you do not need the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol only has to do the other avoid the Sayyim. The Shchita for the Tomid for sure not. And the shchit of his carbon is a shaila machlekes later. But I call upon him in the rabbanon though, you would have to need the kohen gadol as a light plug. So therefore, if you do need the kohen gadol, in the rabbanon will be possible. So if you need the whole shchita, so avad the kohen has to do the whole thing. So what you have a minute to say, it should be possible if you don't do the whole thing. So Morris says, Hochikom, this is what I meant to say. Yochu ye possible midrabbanon, maybe midrabbanon though it's not called a good shchita unless you do.